now, without further ado, let's begin.
For a little bit of context, this was more than 20 years ago, when I was just a kid, young enough to believe in the Easter Bunny. One night before Easter, I was having a sleepover with my cousins at my house, talking and having fun, all until it was time to go to sleep. Now, as it is relevant to the story, I used to always sleep on my stomach, since it was more comfortable for me when I was younger. I could never just sleep on my back, or on my side, as most people did. Note, we were all sleeping on the floor. I laid on my stomach as I usually did, and listened to my cousins' conversations get smaller and smaller, until finally, everyone fell asleep. The room was pitch black and quiet, outside of the home being even quieter, as I didn't hear even the crickets making noise. I stayed awake through the silence, the excitement to see the Easter Bunny taking over my mind. It seemed like an eternity that I was laying there, while everyone else peacefully slept, until I heard heavy footsteps in the living room, which was rather close to the room my cousins and I were sleeping in. "It's the Easter Bunny," I thought to myself. I immediately shut my eyes once I heard him enter the room, even though my head was facing away from the door. I decided to close my eyes just in case. The heavy footsteps didn't seem to wander around the room, but straight towards where I was sleeping. I started to get a little confused, since I didn't hear him just place down some baskets or bags and then leave. I laid there still, as I heard the footsteps stop abruptly right beside me. It felt like hours that I could just hear the heavy breathing above me, piercing through the silence of the room. Until suddenly, a long and pointy fingernail touched the back of my neck. I felt myself become paralyzed in fear as the Easter Bunny made a mark of an X on the back of my neck. Though it was not sharp enough to make me bleed or leave a scar on my neck, it still terrified me enough to make me just stay still and not dare turn around. I ended up falling back asleep, not having anything else to do but fall back asleep. I don't know what it was that walked into my house that night, but what I do know, it was not the Easter Bunny.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
I was 22 years old at the time I witnessed something that no one should ever have to witness in a million lifetimes. I am now 36, and I won't lie, it has deeply affected me as if it happened yesterday. So on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, I hop in my car to go to the little neighborhood store that's located at the front of my neighborhood. One of those little convenience stores where the owner has known you since you were in diapers. To preface, this store is located right across the street from a very busy train track. And the road between the store and the tracks is an extremely busy main road. 2 lanes one way, 2 lanes the other way. As I'm putting my car in park, I step out and walk towards the door of the store. I decided to finish smoking my cigarette. As I'm puffing away, I notice a middle-aged woman, maybe mid-late 40s, standing on the sidewalk across the street, next to a bus stop sign. But something was very off about this woman, mainly because she was yelling and arguing with the bus stop sign, making a huge scene. Now where this woman is standing and throwing herself about is across that busy main road on the sidewalk where the bus stop sign is. and the train tracks are behind her. It was very obvious she was either on something or was a serious mental health case. At this point, I've already finished my cigarette, but could not stop watching this crazy woman actually arguing with a bus stop sign. Then, out of nowhere, she somehow makes eye contact with me, literally beelines her attention right to me. Before I could even register she was looking at me, she basically jumps into the road and proceeds to play Frogger across the busy street, ducking, dodging cars, running right towards me. She didn't seem to even notice that she was almost hit 3 times trying to make it to the store and to me. I am in such shock and awe watching this woman, I couldn't move. And let me remind you, her whole trip across this road, she never, not once, took her eyes off me. She somehow makes it over to where I'm standing at the front of the store. Once she's within 3 feet of me, she starts screaming about how she needs a cigarette, loudly and very aggressively, all while her arms and legs and head are jerking around, what we call flopping really bad. I reach into my bag to get this poor woman a cigarette, and as I go to hand it to her, I can hear her saying over and over, gotta hurry, it's almost time. Still stuck in awe, I extend my lighter out to her so she can light her cigarette. The second she takes a drag, a very loud train whistle is heard. Now when she hears this train whistle, I kid you not, it's like I watch this strange sense of calm wash over this woman, and her head jerks so quickly in the direction of the train whistle, her body almost goes limp. She drops her cigarette and takes off running back across the busy road without hesitation. I watch her get back to the sidewalk, walk up a small embankment to where the train tracks are, and she stands there, hands behind her back, leaning forward like an excited little kid, waiting to see the choo-choo. Her head looks left, then right, then left again, and at this point, I can see the train coming. Oh, and it's an Amtrak train, so it's going a good 100 miles per hour. As the train nears where this woman is so patiently standing, I watched this woman ever so casually, like she was stepping through a doorway, step right in front of the speeding train. To be honest, it happened so fast and so suddenly, it didn't quite register at first. All I could see is this fine red mist spray all over the train, the tracks, and the sidewalk. My jaw was on the floor. I couldn't speak, blink, look away. I don't even think I had actually taken a breath for a good 3 minutes. By the time I came back down to Earth, the store owner, we'll call him Sammy, runs out of the store with his hands over his mouth and his eyes as wide as saucers and is standing next to me. Neither one of us could speak. Once Sammy and I were able to process what just happened, Sammy runs back in the store to call 911. When Sammy returns back outside, he looks at me and asks, "Did you just witness that woman jump in front of a moving train?" The only response I could muster was, "She didn't jump. She just simply stepped right in front of it. Like it wasn't a speeding train, but a fluffy cloud." It didn't take the police long before they were on the scene, calling for the biohazard crew to come literally scoop this woman's remains, or what was left of her, off the tracks and the sidewalk. And when I say scoop, I mean they showed up with actual shovels. So still in utter shock, I tell the police officers exactly what just occurred, detail for detail, and wrote my statement. Once I go to hand the officer his clipboard back, I look at his face, and his eyes were also as wide as saucers, and his jaw was on the floor as well. As he is getting ready to go over and talk to what I could only assume were his superiors, he says, "Ma'am, you might want to think about receiving some counseling after this." Now, I know he was just being polite and showing concern, but the only thing I was able to get out of my mouth was a dazed and confused, yeah. I don't know how much longer I just stood in that same spot, even after the cleanup crew had gone, my brain continuously replaying that horrid scene, over and over, until Sammy comes back outside and claps his hands right in front of my face. I shake my head as if I come back to reality. I look at Sammy and simply say, "I gave her her last cigarette." I fished my keys out of my pocket, got in my car, and went home. Not even getting what I came to the store for in the first place. I want to end this crazy day in my life with a simple message. If you or anyone you know is suffering with an addiction or mental health issues, don't go it alone. Seek help. Please.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.